There is a challenge for you in the time that you are in, as we are sure you are aware. But we want to help you frame that challenge so that you can understand yourself in a good way and understand how to move in a good way. We have been prisoners of the idea that if you were doing what you should be doing and your life was going the way it should be going, then a whole list of things follow, which, as it turns out, are a list of lies. They are simply lies. And in this time, when you are becoming truth yourself, and you are holding truth, and you are healing in truth, then whatever is on your list is the thing that pulls you out of yourself. For instance, if the patriarchal list, and we do want you to know that no matter how you feel about it, it is a patriarchal list, that you are not worthy unless you have a certain amount of money, unless you have a certain level of anything in the world. All of those are listings that come from the patriarchal structure. And the truth is that not only are they lies, but they demean you. Because if you are not enough, and if you are not all right, unless a patriarchal list approves of you, then your power is not in you. And you need your power in you because you want your list to be connected to your value and to your heart. And that is the thing that we are all encountering now, the importance of changing the list from the lies of the patriarchy to the truth of your heart. So all of the work that you are doing to achieve this is very good work. And we want you to understand how very true this is, especially now. Now, of course, as you look around you, you are, as you were talking about before, sing the dance of the polarities. Never has abusive patriarchal ignorance been so apparent as it is now. You do not have to go far at all to see how it is expressing in your world. But on the other hand, seeds have been planted already. The mother seeds and the seeds of the heart. And we are also seeing those seeds beginning to form and come into fruition. We want to be careful not to be afraid. And there are several good reasons for that. When we are afraid, our energy, as you know, narrows, and it makes it more difficult for us to know, to respect who we really are, and to listen to the heartstrings as they tell you what it is you are here to do and what it is you are here to create. And this work is work done intuitively and done in the heart and done without the worry of meeting the patriarchal criteria. Now, we want to mention this one thing that we've spoken to you about before. We have pointed out to you that patriarchal perfection is a lie and it is based on fear. But loving excellence is a product of the heart. And so it is supported by the mother, by the universe, by all the things that are happening now in your world. So we want to have more attention, perhaps even a bit more time spent with what you really love and with a response, no matter how small. that response might be. It is like making a new habit, to respond to who you are really, to what you really want in the moment, but not applying patriarchal energy to it, because as soon as you do that, you have judgment, you have self-judgment, you have judgment of others, because you have fear. And the smaller your energy is, the more judgment you are going to have to deal with. So in this time where we are restoring your identity, your worth, your knowledge that you are enough, and your intuitive ability, which speaks to you through the heart, we simply want you to remember that you are doing high-level work for your planet, for the women on your planet, ultimately for the men on your planet as well. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and enter your body. Let the cleansing energy cleanse your root of any patriarchal expectation about the way you create, about what you create. Feel all of that washed out of your root and the root restored, so that you know what you are creating. And it is one with your heart and your intuition and your wisdom. Feel the cleansing energy come up and clear the second center of all judgment and shame. Feel all of that flowing out of your body. And see a waterfall in your second center, and know the power of that waterfall to cleanse and clear anything that comes through your life without judgment, without fear. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your solar plexus. And feel that cleansing energy wash the solar plexus and make it free of any emotion that you do not wish to carry with you. Release it with your will to release, and let the cleansing energy wash it out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and cleanse the heart center. Let it wash away doubts, fears, beliefs based on patriarchal structures that no longer serve you. Release it with the knowledge that it has never been your power, and that only by releasing it can you find your true power? Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the throat. Let the cleansing energy wash any communication away that does anything other than honor you, support you, and respect who you are. All other communication needs to be washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. Let the cleansing energy clean the third eye and make it powerful and clear and operational so that your intuitive abilities return to you. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into your crown, opening the crown to make you able to receive, and know that you are worthy to receive. Feel the crown open, and the beautiful golden light of the universe begin to flow like warm golden butter into your body. Let it cleanse your mind and make your mind one with your heart, one with the universe. And feel that flow of golden light through your third eye and your throat. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and make your heart strong and able to grow. Let the golden light flow through your body to take away your tension, to take away your worry and your burden, and allow you to know that you know. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus to hold a place in your body for joy, for focus on what is good. Feel the golden light flow into the second center to restore the ability to cleanse without judgment. Feel the golden light flow into your root and feel your life forming and your knowledge of who you are and what you wish to create. Feel the golden light spread into the field past your body to draw to you what is yours, to make you comforted and comfortable with the very best things that come to you in life. Feel the smile of the universe as you accept these very good things. Move into your heart center and see that a path extends past your heart, upward, higher, higher. And see that a gift the universe has for you enters this path. Watch it as it comes toward you. Make a place to hold it. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.